Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to shake this nap off that I took, but it ain't working.
Oh, man, got to shake it off, shake it off, shake it, shake it, shake it.
I'm trying to. What up, everybody? What up? What's going on? It's Big Red Brother B, another episode of The Menu, popping off on this Sunday, 8:30 p.m., June 16th.
Yep.
Today is Father's Day.
Yeah. And happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
All the guys and you too, Brother B.
Well, thank you. But I would like to, you know, I take this father thing, this parenting thing very serious. And, you know, I put work in, you know. But what I don't appreciate are cats that don't put work in, want to get credit, and, you know, I'm not giving you no props, nor should you receive any props. Father's Day is for the dudes, the men that deserve it, for the men that put in work, for the men that are there for their children.
Mm-hmm.
Despite whatever differences that are going on between him and, you know, baby mama, him and the system or whatever. These are men that go out there and get the job done, make it happen for their children, and make it happen for their family. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I give a shout out to those individuals who, no matter what, rain or shine, stay out there on their grind. Once again, making it happen for their family, especially in the state. So,
that's right, absolutely.
That, you know, no sperm donors, no, well, you know, you get $25 every 2 weeks from me for what you want. You want me to spend time with the kid too? No, see, that's like you don't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't count.
Yeah,
you
or the ones that because you're dealing with somebody else, they don't want to provide for their kid. That's your kid. I don't care who I'm dealing with. That's your child. You still have to provide for the child. Or because
exactly.
I don't want to give you the time of day you want to act funny style. Like, nah.
And you know what? I've never seen you post anything such as this, but I do have to address some of the single mothers out there. You know, and you know, I want to stop with this terminology of single mothers, because if you notice, single is your status, is your relationship status. That has nothing
mm-hmm.
to do with the parenting. So if you want to call yourself, you know, you're a one parent, you know, person, or you know, you whatever. But that whole single parent, like, you gotta stop that. Your relationship status. And the fact that you're a do-it-yourself parent, you're all alone, and that has nothing to do with your status.
Well,
like,
I'll tell you like
understand.
This. I think, you know,
right.
I think that came from, not to cut a cord, you know, I think that came from the fact that, you know, just like you said, the status is single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're the parent, mother or father, whatever. You know, I guess people feel that, okay, well, me and this person are not together, so I'm single, but I'm a single parent because either the parent doesn't want to provide or help out, or I'm doing this by myself. Now, you know, I understand what you're talking about, but you have to look at it in that type of way too, because, you know, if that person, like you said, they're single, that's their status. But what you know, if the other party is not around to do anything, or they don't want to do anything, yeah, they may be around physically, but maybe they don't come around and see the child. Maybe they don't come to see the child that often. Maybe they're not giving no support. Maybe they're not, you know,
but it doesn't
doing
stop
anything.
You from being a parent. It doesn't stop you from being a parent. See, I noticed some people some people, and the reason why I'm kind of, or I have been sensitive about that whole thing, because my baby mama actually tried to pimp that whole little, oh, I'm a single parent, I do it all by myself, I'm a single parent. I said, wait a minute, how are you a single parent, but you're collecting my bread? How are you a single parent?
Right,
and I'm
see, but
right
that's the difference.
Trying to,
right,
wait,
but that's
me.
The
I'm
difference.
Right, I'm trying to be a father, and you won't let me. See,
won't let me,
thing.
Right. But
people,
see, that's the difference.
But there's some people that out there, that some women out there that take pride in that. And that right there, you're wrong. Because
right.
If you're not allowing
I get
father
you.
To be, you know, if you're not, like, you're not a single parent. You know what I'm saying? You're a parent. Just leave it at that. You're a parent. It doesn't, your status has nothing to do with you being a parent. That's that. That thing, oh, I'm single parent. No, yeah, that's your relationship status that you're single. You know what I'm saying?
But even they have that
you
know, on applications and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. But the whole thing is you're a parent regardless. See, what I don't like is how the system tries to divide and play games and these labels and titles and all this and that, and people feed into it. And people want to believe the hype, you know, even though a lot of times they know it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? The system is made to divide us. And as much as you want to think that it may not be there to divide us because what? You're capitalizing off of the system? That's you. But there are other people who are not, because for every woman that may be getting $500, $600, $700, $800 a month from child support, there's other women out there that only get $50 every 2 weeks. There's other women out there that are getting slighted. There are men out there that are receiving child support money, and they're getting slighted. So, you know, don't get it twisted and seem to think that the system is your friend with all these labels and titles and things of that nature. Yo, it's a beast, and the beast is going to bite you in your ass. Believe me.
Yep.
One way or another.
But, you know, unfortunately, that's you know, just like you said, it's been put out there. You know, these things are just, you know, they're put out there and we're so used to it or, you know, hearing it all the time. It's like you don't even notice it or even say, well, you know, it needs to be corrected somehow.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it doesn't take away from the fact that you're a parent. But to want to put it out there, oh, I'm a single parent, like, wait, whoa. Yeah, your relationship status is single, regardless of whatever you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to say that you're out there, you know, you're a one-parent household. That's different.
Right.
But if you're receiving some type of help monetarily, or there's a male out there that's trying to do the right thing, you can't sit there and say that you're single. If you get in
right,
the check,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you get in the check, that still makes you a parent. What makes you single is the fact that you and baby daddy ain't together no more.
Right.
Because if you go off and get a boyfriend that's not the father of that child, or vice versa, are you still a single parent?
Right, exactly. You're right.
No. Your status is different. Your status is different. So, you know, my whole thing is know the language. Educate yourself, man. Stop falling into these titles and things that we're about to get into with our topic, relationship priorities. Once again, it is Big Red and Brother B with the menu, rocking with you on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Now, relationship priorities. Set it off, Red. Set it off.
Relationship priorities. Well, basically, what I was trying to get at is that this.
I feel that, you know, I was thinking about, like situations, certain situations. Why does, like, people think, or I'll say, I'm going to say most of the time, can it be women? I think it's men and women, but I think women do it more, where they feel that a status is going to keep someone from stepping out. Or the priority of it, or whatever. Like, I'll say, like, a woman that has a child, you know, and they think that, okay, I have a child with this man, oh, he's not going to step out of me. So then it does happen, they get into something or whatever, and then, you know, she, you know, still dealing with the person, she takes him back, whatever the case is, then she gets pregnant again. Now, and to me, and I've seen this on a personal level with you know, some females that I know, that they feel that all the more kids I have from him, he's not going to go astray. No. How do you think that because you have children or you're going to have more children or you have more children, that's going to make the man say, okay, well, I'm going to stay right here?
Listen. I've come to the resolution that you can't make anybody do anything that they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can be good to a person. You can be fair. You can be nice. You can be whatever. It doesn't mean they ain't going to do what they want to do. Some things are done out of malice. Some things are just done just because it's just being done. I mean, some people would even argue that, you know, you step out on a person, that means you don't love them. That's not the case. And I say that on both sides, male and female, because I've talked to men and women about the same topic some time ago. And some people just, you know, some people are just a little greedy. Some people just, you know, just want a little extra. Some people just want to, you know, experiment. I mean, you know, some people will sit there and say, oh, this person's wrong for this, this person's wrong. Well, who the hell are we to judge or say what a person is right or wrong for? Now, I would, and this may sound crazy, Red, but I would say that you're more wrong is if you're in a relationship with somebody and then you turn around and you step out and then you just totally just bounce on them because you feel the grass is greener. I think that's totally wrong. Now, if you turn around and, you know, you have your little indiscretions or whatever and that person is still your priority, I mean, I have to say, stuff like that, that's between you and God. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are we to judge? Who are we to judge?
Right, but,
you know, certain things I just don't, you know, I can condone and don't condone, but it's
right.
Just my own moral matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't put that on someone else.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, they seem to think that some type of title or priority is going to keep that person from, like I said, going straight. Like I said, for the example of a woman having a child from the man, okay, and they may be together, they may not necessarily be married, but they're together, okay, and they live together, whatever. She, like I said, she may find out that he stepped out, okay. But why do, and I, like I said, I think more of women have this thinking, I don't know why, I can't answer, I'm a woman myself, to say. Like, why do you think that you feel that, okay, if I have another child from him, he's not going to go straight? And it's like, no, that's not going to work. Is that I feel that that's going to make him want to go away even more.
Well, you know what? I think, like I said,
it makes me consistent for a minute, but he's going, you know.
Well, I think some people feed too much into, once again, the labels. And some people seem like we get this we get this sense of, like, society teaches us has ingrained in us. And once again, teaches us that monogamy is number one. Like, monogamy is very important. Monogamy, like, this is how you should have monogamous relationships and such, so on and so forth. But yet, turn around and you look at TV or you look at certain things and it promotes others. Like, 1 minute you want to say you should do this, but then you want to promote something else.
Okay, so what do you mean by they're promoting, like, give me an example, or can you give an example of what they may promote that might be a little, like, something like that?
All right, well, example. And I don't really watch TV too much. But if you look at TV nowadays and you look at certain things, it's like they don't really it's a lot of shit out there on television. I mean, if my prime example, look at number 45. You know, he may have a family, but is he about monogamy? He may make it sound good, but when he came in the door talking about grabbing him in the new, you know what? I mean, how did that sound? You know what
I'm
saying?
Right, yeah, you're right.
If I may use that as an example, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not really into, even though you want to send out a certain message, certain things are being promoted, you know, on the low. And monogamy is... You know what I'm saying? It, like I said, they want you to practice it, but other things are being promoted as such.
Right.
Because if you look at, if you look around on some of these TV shows, you know, they got it where, you know, this person is jumping from this person going with that person, this person is with the dog, the cat, the chicken, and the rat. You know what I'm saying? Every goddamn thing. You know, it's like, yo. Whatever happened to, you know, the monogamy that you want us to live by, or you want us to teach? I mean, listen, whether it's a non-intimate relationship, some of us can't even be loyal in our friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some of us cannot even be loyal in the friendships. So what are we, you know, in the grand scheme of things, what are we really, you know, talking about here? I see it like this. If you're in a relationship, whatever goes on between you and your partner, whatever you guys discuss, whatever levels or rules you have set, that is between y'all. And I think that's the biggest priority of all. When you guys have the open discussion about certain things, you guys let it be known certain likes and dislikes. You know, a lot of people don't want to open Pandora's box on things. But in the same token, if you want to call yourself having an honest relationship with your partner, then sometimes Pandora's box has to be open.
That's true.
In all reality.
But then they want to spare the other person's feelings.
Well, listen, what's that song, Spare the Rod, Spoil the Child?
Yep.
I never really understood that until, like, you know, as I got older. Like, some of these things that the elders said, you're like, what? But then you get older, you're like, I get it now. And it's like, so you rather be selfish, because to a degree, there's a level of selfishness when you're sitting there saying, oh, well, I want to spare their feelings. Well, I mean, so you want to spare feelings, but did you ask the other person that? Because the other person may be like, well, shit, you wasn't hurting my feelings from the first place, so you should, you know.
Yeah, but they're not going to ask you.
What it was.
Listen, I mean, now that somebody's going to tell them that.
Yeah, but see, once again, see, like I said, there's like the honesty. Somewhere along the line, everybody has to be kind of honest with themselves about things. You know, I mean, some people conduct themselves in a relationship Yeah, you know, listen, like to me, like some people like stepping out is that number one thing. Like, oh, if you step out on me, I can never do this and do that and whatever, whatever. Okay, some that's how some people are. That's your thing. That's your deal breaker. Then that's your deal breaker. Other
right.
people may be like, you know, oh, well, my deal breaker is, you know, person flirting. Or, you know, I can't deal with that. If that's your deal breaker, that's your deal breaker. But one thing I just find interesting when it comes down to the relationship, which should the foundation should always be a friendship. So
yeah, but you know these relationships don't start off like that. You know that, right?
Well, a lot of these relationships are paper thin. Everything, you know.
Yeah, but they don't start off like that.
Well,
right, exactly.
Sex.
Everybody just starts off with that, and then it's like, all right, we do that, and then we're going to be friends. It's like, you can't do it like, but that's because things have been, like, that's how it is now. Like, I don't know where that changed that way. It's like, all right, let's do that first, and then we could become friends. You got to be friends first with somebody. Like I said, it's that love word, yeah, it's easy to throw around, but do I even like you?
Exactly. See, that's the big thing right there, Red. A lot of people like you. A lot of people love before they like.
Yep.
Oh, I love you. Do you like this person? Oh, not really, but I love him, though.
If you think about it, even on...
How you think about it... Not like him.
Yeah, that's just like even... If you think about it, like with people when they... like liking people pictures on Facebook or Instagram, whatever. You know they got the love button. Yeah, you putting all that love button, and then next thing you know, you and the person get together, and y'all might not even like each other. But you
exactly.
only going off of like a physical. You only going off a picture, a physical appearance, or because they put something up or whatever. I had to tell a guy that as well. I was like, listen, you know, you putting all these love to this and love to that, but guess what? We may get together. I may not like you. You may not like me. Yeah, we liking each other. The pictures, we loving and all that other stuff. But guess what? I might not even like you in person.
Exactly.
You might be an asshole, or at least I may think you an asshole in person. And same
exactly.
vice versa. But you know, that's the thing. It's just like, you know, the relationships are built on just the sexual thing, and then you want to be friends. No, I'm not saying that those things can't work, but you have to have some type of rapport with the person first, or some type of friendship or something before that time, and then you can say, oh, okay, all right, now that we're in a relationship where we're doing sexual stuff or we're being intimate, you know, I already know who you are, and I know what kind of person you are, and now we can get to know each other a little better. If we didn't know, you know, if we already knew each other, now we get to know each other better. You understand what I'm saying? That's different.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, like Facebook. Let's go to Facebook or Instagram. I'm not too familiar with Instagram because I don't have Instagram. But you know, we'll still go to the whole social media thing. So let's talk about how you know, certain people or people in relationships and stuff like that, right? But then they go to their social media and they look, oh, you love this business pictures, or oh, you love that nigga's pictures.
Oh, yeah.
What's all that about? Yo, all right, first of all, let's check this out here. To all you Facebook stalkers, listen. Stop it. Just because somebody's liking somebody's picture or putting a little, you know, heart that they love it there, it doesn't mean that, oh, they sleeping together or there's some type of romantic.
Oh, you want to sleep with them?
That's going on. Yeah, listen, it's social media. Like, I don't understand how people try to twist the logic of things. Like, an emoji should not equate to anything really serious. But you can sit there and be like, oh, why did you like that picture? Why did you use that emoji? Why did you use the heart? Why did you put that up there 13 times? Oh, you must love her.
He said,
or you
why
must
you
want
put
to be with her.
13 times?
Yeah, or something like that. Like, yeah. Or changing, all right, your relationship status. On Facebook.
I was getting ready to say something about that, too.
Yo, check this out. Whether you do or you don't, who cares? Now, some people out there take that shit serious. Oh, why is your relationship status single? Yo, who cares?
And you ain't single.
Like, exactly, but at the same time, why everybody got to be in your business?
Absolutely.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things,
yep,
like Facebook. Everything doesn't have to be on Facebook. Everything doesn't have to be on Instagram. So when,
yep,
shit happens, when you turn around and you put everything out there, you do it to yourself. You know what,
mm-hmm,
I'm saying? Like, everything
you're
doesn't
absolutely
need
right
to be on social media. Everything doesn't need to be known on social media. I mean, listen, if you choose to share your relationship status, that's on you. But if I'm in a relationship and I don't change my status on social media, it doesn't make me less loving of you or more loving of someone else.
That's a fact.
And I don't see how people get that twisted. Caller 6724, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. Yes, sir.
Oh,
BG.
How are you?
What's up, bro? This is my big bro. Biggs right here.
Yeah.
Biggs member, what up?
You sound like you're talking,
hello,
about me up in this joint. Hello.
Yeah. What's going on, brother? How are you? Happy Father's Day.
I'm being David, man. Happy Father's Day, brother. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who's listening and everyone out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Was
kind of,
I'm feeling you. I'm feeling the conversation.
You know what I'm saying? It's like priorities in a relationship, man. Like, I don't ever want, you know, my lady to think that I'm sidestepping her or whatever, because I don't change my status. So, like, I don't care if she changes hers or not. Like, it's no big deal to me because it doesn't make or break relationship. See, that's the problem.
Fact.
A lot of people are living too
much.
Well,
you know what?
What's up?
I think the problem is, excuse me for cutting you off, but I think the problem is since the social media stuff is out and about, everybody thinks that they need somebody, they need the world to just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The world got to open it.
Validate.
Yeah, you got to validate.
Validation.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see me here. I'm doing my thing. You know, I come home every night to you. So, but because I may like somebody's picture or somebody may like my picture or something like that, that automatically means that I'm doing dirt. Nah.
And it doesn't.
Well, unfortunately in the, you know, sorry to cut you off, but unfortunately in this, you know, the society that we live in now, that is what, you know, that's like a top priority now, because it's like, oh, if you like this person's picture, or you do this, or that, or you didn't change your relationship status, you know, me and you are going together. Now, my whole point of this whole conversations, even a marriage, but if just because we're going together doesn't mean I have to change my relationship status to relationship. You're looking, just like you said, you're looking for validation, but why are you looking for validation from Facebook? Me and you were together. What's the problem? If I'm single, I'm single. And guess what? Yeah, I am single until we are married. And even if we are, I'm not changing my relationship status for what? I ain't nobody got to know that I married you or you married me and all that stuff unless we're going to have a joint Facebook.
At the end of the day, it's about the relationship between us two. You know what I'm saying? All of that outside stuff shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of looking at Facebook, look at what's in front of you. That's the thing that people fail to realize.
Right, absolutely.
You're not looking at what's right there in front of you. You're looking at what you think the world is seeing, and who cares what the world sees, you know what I'm saying? Or the world thinks or knows. As long as you know what it is, that's all that matters.
But
exactly.
You know what's sad about it?
The world can be putting on the front.
Stand
exactly. Everybody's putting on Facebook. Everybody, oh yeah, absolutely. But I notice women do that more. Like I've heard, I think women do that more. I'm sorry, I am a woman, but women do that more. Women will press a man more on, oh, why don't you change your relationship fast? Why you like this girl picture? Why da da da? I think women do that more, and it doesn't make any sense. Like.
Well, some people want to feel secure. Like, once again, it's a security thing. And one of those things in a relationship, when it comes down to relationship priority, listen, if you can't feel secure about your situation, how are you going to make somebody else feel secure about this? You know what I'm saying? Like, feeling insecure, if you stepping into a relationship feeling insecure, you can't put that on your partner.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? That's something that you got to ride on your own. But I think that's something you need to discuss with your partner and tell your partner, hey, listen, I'm feeling, and this is how I'm feeling. This is how I've been feeling since the beginning. Now, my whole thing is, are you putting that on me? You putting that in my pocket? Or that's something that's in your pocket that you need to take care of? Because
exactly.
We can be together, and I'm doing everything that I need to do to make you feel secure. But if you don't feel secure in our relationship, that's not my problem.
That's something that they need to work on their own.
Exactly. And see, some people get that shit confused. Listen, if you got to work on that on your own, that's on your own. Don't expect me to work. Listen, why should I work on your car and I'm not driving? Why?
I work on your car and I ain't driving.
Why am I not working on your car? I'm not driving. Go take the goddamn mechanic.
Crazy is the stuff like that. People let their real life relationships get tarnished because of foolishness like that. Because they're not looking at the big picture of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in a relationship and you know the person is pretty much doing everything that you expect them to do. But just before they're on Facebook and they're on Facebook and they are, conversating, liking people's stuff, this, that, and the other. And you know, I mean, it's crazy. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that's part of why social media is tearing up relationships. It's not really social media.
You know what it is? You know what I think it is? And I'm going to be brutally honest. Sometimes the only way I know how to be, I think it's people's lack of education. I think it's people's lack of their wrongful interpretation of things. See, when you don't know the language or the language of things, because you know I say this a lot, Red, when you don't know the language of things, then you tend to fuck it up.
Yeah.
It's like, when did capital letters, like if I text you something and all caps mean that I'm yelling. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, who interprets that? Who makes this type of shit up?
Social media made that up.
Exactly.
Social media and society made that up. Let me just say that.
Exactly. And it's interpretation. And it's the fact that some of us are not educating ourselves to the point where we know, wait. Let me think about this. Because it may not actually be what it is, but we're so quick to go off the edge and assume with these assumptions that this is going on, that's going on. Just because two people are having a back and forth on Facebook or having a back and forth on Instagram, it doesn't mean, once again, that they're sleeping together. It doesn't mean that they have tendencies to sleep together. Maybe it's two people just having some type of, social media conversation. Maybe they find something relative, in one another, and they just like, hey, this person is cool. Because, men and women can be cool. Men and men, women and women, however you want to put it, people can be cool without having to sleep with each other. So maybe it's something, people, that's the thing about communication. People can find a bond in communication. But that bond doesn't mean that they have to be sleeping together or they want to sleep together. That bond doesn't have to mean that, oh, I like this person and I want to get with them. No, it's just communication.
But, you know, with that, okay, right, you're right. But with that being what you're saying, Natty, you are absolutely right. But like I said, because of the type of society that we live in, because of, I'll say, you know, like things that on TV, even down to like the TV shows and stuff like that, just like you said, it's like certain things are being drilled into society. And just like you said, just because you and that person is having back and forth, y'all talking, just like you said, maybe it might be something that you're interested in, that they're interested in, and that's it. But then guess what? One of the parties might take that to the next level. Next thing you know, they inbox me. Next thing you know, it's something, because, I experienced that a lot, where me and a person may be going, having a conversation or whatever, or maybe a status I put up or something like that, and the conversation will go one way, and then, you know, they inbox me and ask me this and ask me that. Mind you, this person may not be single, but guess what? They inbox me all kinds of stuff. And it's like, well, why are you inboxing me? We should have a conversation. We were just talking about something.
Yeah, exactly. Now you.
That doesn't mean I'm interested in you. I don't mean I'm interested in you just because, you know.
Some people may take it to that next level. You know, like, listen. You know, like, not to get preachy, but we all fall short of God, simple and plain. We all are not perfect. You know, people are going to make mistakes. People are going to have their indiscretions. But the whole thing is either you're going to live and let die, one or the other.
Right.
Like, you can't, certain things you just can't keep harping on. Oh, I just saw that, because that's another relationship priority thing. Like, all right. If somebody did something that you don't like, if you keep harping on it, like, that's going to, you're going to be the Debbie Downer in a relationship. Like, stop harping on it. Either you're going to step off or you're going to stop talking about it. It's one or the other.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You can't keep beating a dead horse, because it's not cool. You keep bringing up something from 1986, and it's like, yo, it's 2019. What the hell are you, like, really? You still talking about 86?
Right.
And it's like, yo, I mean, either you get, if you haven't gotten over it, then that's something in you.
Yep.
Stop putting that on your partner. Stop putting it on somebody else, man. Like, listen, I think a lot of people out here are very much in insecure mode. But they're looking for someone to fix that for them. Once again, don't ask me to fix your car if I ain't driving. Like, don't ask. Because what's going to happen is when something's not fixed properly, who you going to blame it on? You going to blame it on me? No, blame it on the goddamn mechanic. Take it someplace else. Leave me that alone. Because I can't fix you. I can't fix what's in you. You can fix what's in yourself. We put too much shit on other people and expect them to take care of our stuff when we can take care of it ourselves. But you know what? People are getting lazy. People don't want to accept accountability for
right.
The shit that they say or the shit that they do. Once again, you know, Big, you know, Red, I say that all the time. Even Biggs, you know, I say the same thing. We don't, a lot of people out here, they just look at accountability like, who, me? No,
right.
Not me. So hold on. You come in my house, you take a shit, put it in the toilet, and you don't flush. What you going to say? Oh, you should have never let me use your bathroom in the first place. What kind of fucking shit is that? It's your fault. You let me use your bathroom? Like, oh, word?
Right, you
don't take accountability.
Right, exactly.
So you got people out there that really think that they can just do whatever and say whatever, and it's like, oh, that's not my fault. That's your problem.
So that's the big problem. People don't want to take ownership.
Yeah.
And you got, but that's the
yep.
thing. That's the thing that's screwing a lot of stuff up, is not taking ownership. Like,
yep.
Come on, you call yourself an adult, then be that adult 100%. Take ownership for your shit. But I
yep.
think that's where a lot of, that's why I'm starting to see this whole trend, and we've been seeing it for the last couple of years. There's no real men and women anymore, like it used to be. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember back in the day, it seemed like, you know, adults were more, all right, I own up for my shit. I'm man up. Or I'm woman up. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, this is what it is. I got to take care of what's mine. I got to do what I do. But nowadays, you got people out here looking to put their shit off on somebody else. Oh, I need help with this. Like, if everybody want to be on some needy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Need to, oh, I need this. Because oh,
they
afraid. They don't want to do it for themselves. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the world is the way it is now. Everybody wants to put something on somebody else. All you got to do is take ownership. You can't fix the problem if you don't think you have a problem.
Exactly.
If you don't think you have that you have a problem, then you'll never try to fix it because you don't think that you have it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Nobody.
And there's a lot of people out there walking around with thinking that they don't have a problem. Oh, I'm not a problem. I don't have a problem. Word? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay. Okay. You just came out the bathroom and didn't wash your hands, but you ain't got a problem. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like I said, relationship priority. People don't really see it for what it really is. They just want to see it for what they can make it to be.
Right.
Like
right.
People want to, oh, they want to make the picture look perfect for themselves without thinking about the other party. Yeah, fantasy land. They don't want to look at it from the other person's view. Like, it's crazy how people want to be in relationships, but it's really a relationship by yourself. Like, some people are not in true relationships because they think they're supposed to get with somebody else and it's all about me. No, it's about the collective. It's about you and that person. It's about
mm-hmm.
what you and that person got going on and not what somebody else is doing. But a lot of people, once again, will always try to step into other people's shit. Now, I don't mind advice. And I'm sure we can all, none of us really hear a mind advice, but you got some people out there that are a little too extra. Like, why are you minding my shit? And not
some people are minding somebody else's business.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why are you minding my shit? Like, what about your shit? Like, how you talking about?
They ain't got no business. They ain't got no real business of their own. That's why they were minding somebody else's.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's another issue right there. Relationship priority.
Mm-hmm.
Keep people out your shit.
Like I see a lot of women. Well, every man too, but I see it more women. That a single woman sometimes to be, not all, but you know what I'm saying. It could be like a single woman that is talking to their friend that got a man and steady bashing dude. You know what I'm saying? Steady bashing dude. And they don't realize that misery is a company. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're talking crap about this dude. Since, you know, they're talking crap about this dude because they ain't got nothing going on. You know what I'm saying?
You sound a little muffled, brother.
You don't want to do for you? Huh?
So you sound a little muffled. Yeah, a little muffled. Oh, but you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right. And that goes on both sides. Because you got women that are in their girls' relationship, and then you got
mm-hmm.
dudes that are in their men's relationship. Because, yo, some dudes, listen, some dudes out there be on some hating shit, man. Like, I don't care what anybody say. I got some hating ass dudes out there, too.
That's
you
fact.
Know.
That's
right.
It's a day, oh, I'm saying, why you with her?
Mm-hmm.
Or what? What? She's stressing you? Yo, man, you know what I'm saying?
You don't hang out. Don't hang out no more.
Yeah.
You always with her.
yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Now, you know, sometimes, you may need, you know, a little change of venue, a little change of pace. I mean, because my whole thing is I don't think once you get into a relationship, one thing you shouldn't do, like you shouldn't lose sight of your friendships. But you got some people. You got some people out there who are just like hogs, and they want to hog up your time. They want to hog up this. They want to hog up the space on the bed. They want to hog up every goddamn thing. They want to hog up
the
place. Yeah, they want to straight hog up everything. It's like, yo, I can't go hang out with my boys. Or I can't go hang out with my girls. No, because that means you're taking away time from me. So wait a minute. Hold on. See, that's too much right there. Like, my thing, listen, don't be up under me. Some people like it, but I think, once again, that's a conversation. Yeah, clingy, needy, or just outright, like, smothering.
Right.
I like my chicken smothered. Like, I don't like to be smothered. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be smothered. But some people out there are on that smothering shit. So you trying to tell me, instead of me going to hang out with my boys, or you go hanging out with your girl, you rather just be laying all on top of me and we watching TV all night, like having the same conversation. Let me go out, have some experience,
cool,
so I can come back.
So I can have something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool sometimes, but got to break the monotony. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Being together too much could be harmful too. You know what I'm saying? For the relationship, like y'all get annoyed with each other. Like, damn, we always together. I see your face every day. Like, let me go out.
Oh yeah.
We come back. We have something like that. Yeah, you talk about.
Yeah, like I don't believe in that either. That to me is like, I want space. Just like, you know, I want my space as well.
Yeah.
I want my space. I want to be able to, you know, just like you said, have something to talk. I want to miss you a little bit, you know. Even if, you know, if you and the person are not living together or whatever, it's like, I want to miss you. Like, I don't mind, you know, if I'm dealing with somebody, I don't mind. You know, it may bother me a little bit, but you know what? I don't mind the fact that I don't see you. I may not see you for maybe a week or two or something like that, that you may call or text or something. Give me some time to let me miss you.
Yes.
Because in this way, when we do see each other, it's an excitement, nigga. It's just like, ah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're
all up under each other too much, it gets like you know, monotony. Like, you know, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you to the point where it's like, it could get to the point where, like, leave me, like, damn, go somewhere. Leave me alone for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love you and all that. Damn, you're up under me.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well,
it doesn't make no sense.
But like I said, you got some people that like that. And
some people do
that, yeah, but I, like, you know, you got, like, once again, that's something you got to talk to your partner about, man. You just can't be doing stuff like that and putting that on your partner and, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to smother you. Like, wait a minute, you didn't say you was a smotherer. Like, I think nowadays with these newfangled relationships, you got to come with some type of instruction. Like, come with some type of paperwork. Like, you know, when you open up the box and you get something new and it has little instructions and warranties and stuff like that. Like, relationships should come with, all right, I'm a smotherer. I fart a lot. I don't eat this. I only do that. And I don't do this and that. Like, I think it should probably just come with a list. Because some people just really can't be that honest with themselves. So how do you expect them to be honest with you about you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one thing, like, you know, to have your representative out for maybe the first, you know, couple of days or so until you let your guards down. But shit, people got their reps out for the whole 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah, they
running with the rep.
They're running with the rep. They have their representative
out
until after the third kid is born.
Yeah, exactly. If you
understand.
Well, maybe not that far, but the first kid.
Yeah, but some people, you know, the thing is, some people just don't. My thing is this, and once again, for least in priority, know who you are before you try to know who someone else is. And I'm going to say it again. Know who you are before you try to know who someone else is. Because the whole thing is, if you don't know yourself, how the hell could you possibly know or want to know about somebody else? Because when somebody else starts asking you questions, so what do you like? Oh, I don't know. I like what you like. Well, the fuck you gonna like what I like? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you got your own mind? Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I'm not sure. Like, you ever ask somebody that question? Oh, so what do you want to do? Oh, I don't know.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. It's like, what the shit, if I knew what I wanted to do, I would have did it.
And then, okay, you know what? Okay, well, you want to do what I want to do? Okay. Well, and then you go do it, then it's like, I really didn't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. This is far. I don't want
well, Dad, you gave you the opportunity to choose what you want, and you tell me whatever. You're good.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you can't get into, like,
say what you mean, listen, what you say.
Exactly. You can't be dragging somebody else into your plate of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not sure who you are, you shouldn't be dragging somebody else into your world of confusion just because you don't want to be alone, or you just don't want to, you know, you don't want to let the person go, or you see a good opportunity and you don't want to let it pass. But sometimes you may have to, because you could ruin that good opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're not ready for the job, why take the position?
Yep.
If you're not qualified
for
the job, why take the position? And see, that's a lot of that. You have a lot of unqualified people in positions that they don't need to be in, whether it's in relationships or in the workforce or whatever. A lot of unqualified people doing jobs that they don't need to do, or they don't know how to do.
Yeah, right.
This is what society is about now. Oh, fake it till you make it. No. No. Why you gotta be a fake? Like, why did fake become the new real?
Shame.
Right, exactly.
It is a shame. It's a shame that being fake is the new real.
Yep.
And the reality. But then you got people. All right, what's crazy is people get mad. They get mad at someone else or something else because it's fake. But wait a minute, you knew it, because you're fake too.
Yep.
So if you hired the person that wasn't qualified, don't get mad because they didn't do the job right.
Right.
You knew they didn't have the qualifications from the get-go, but you hired them anyway.
Yep.
Don't be mad.
Yeah.
You gotta roll. Don't be mad. You got to roll with it. You got to roll. If you knew the person wasn't qualified for the situation, so and you brought them on anyway, yo, don't be mad. Just got to take it on the chin and let it roll. You see, what you did is what you created. You helped create an atmosphere of comfort for this unqualified individual.
Yep.
So you kind of started the shit. So now, when you're ready to be like, yo, I'm done with this person. Wait a minute, hold on. You can't just drop the person just like that, because you kind of knew they weren't qualified. But the thing is, did you even try to help them? Did you maybe say,
no,
hey,
of course not.
Or go do something to qualify yourself. See, some people do and some people don't. Some people just take the bullshit and just roll with it. Some people like, yo, I'm not feeling this bullshit anymore. But how could you not feel it if you accepted it from the get-go? See, there are situations where some people try to change or try to make a different. But when you give a person an opportunity to change and they don't change, then, yo, you know what I'm saying? You're saying something about you, or that person is really saying something about themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Absolutely.
That's why I'm like, yo, I mean, as much as we want to try and put certain things on each other, once again, you got to start and end of the day, you got to look, titles, labels, you got to look at yourself. And the first title should be, you know, label should begin with who you are. That should be most important. Who the hell are you?
People don't know who they are these days.
Exactly. Before you want this position, know that, make sure you're qualified for it, because you shouldn't be stepping into a role that you're not qualified for.
But people don't think about that. They just step into it. And they think that they qualify for that position. They think they are.
Exactly.
They're really not.
No, they're not. Like, listen, if you want to be a lion tamer, you better go do what you need to do to get skills to learn that job. Don't just be walking.
No, they think
because
they got a cat.
Yeah, they think because they got a cat, and you got your cat doing some tricks on the carpet or some shit like that, or jumping from bench to bench. Like, yeah, my cat jumps from bench. I'm gonna go tame some lions. No.
No,
it's not the same cat. No, don't do that.
Can't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
No. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't do that. Like, that's
honest,
great.
These people just need to just, you know, realize that, listen, nobody's exclusively anybody, you know. I mean, even though, you know, the title is just the title, but it's not going to stop somebody from doing something if that's what they want to do. Okay,
exactly.
It all depends on the situation. It's not going to stop the situation. Like I said, I don't care. Like I said, that person has to want to stop that, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. They have to want that. They have to want it, or it has to be something that, you know, is ingrained in them or whatever, or they're, you know, or they're on some, you know what, I'm going to try to make this work, or I'm, you know, they have to do that.
Yeah, but see, what's crazy is some people, you know, they're quick to talk about work, but they don't want to make it work.
Right.
And I have an issue with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what, like, I want to ask you, Red. So,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel ultimately about the whole title and label thing when it comes down to relationships?
It's just the word. It's just the word. Once again, it depends. I feel that your actions is what's going to speak more than just the, you know, the title. It's a word. It's something that, once again, society's made up with these words and, you know, whatever. But it's like I said, you know, it's up to you as the person. If you know that you're in some type of relation or whatever, that's up to you to do what it is that you know what's supposed to be done. But it's just a word. Because that's not, like I said, it's not going to stop somebody from doing what they want to do. I mean, I don't, you know, it's like I'm the type of person, like, I could rock with anything. Like I said, you claiming I'm your girl, okay, I'm your girl. I mean, you know, whatever, I'm your girl, your boo, or whatever. I could rock with any type of title. Now, if you want to take it up and kick it up a notch in terms of, you know, getting into the, you know, the marriage thing or anything like that, you know, whatever. Like, just like you said, you know, like that baby mother, baby father. You know, I've never, even when I was younger, I've never considered myself a baby mama. I don't consider myself that. I'm the mother of my child. I'm a mother of whoever.
Exactly.
Right. I don't, even with the father, you know, it's like that he's the father of my child. I don't be all my baby daddy and that. Like, I think this is just like you said, it's just words.
People don't take
time
to learn.
Now, you're
usually
jokingly, okay, that's different, but, you know.
Yeah, some people, once again, we don't educate ourselves. A lot of people don't educate themselves. We don't take time to learn the language. We just want to talk, but we don't want to learn the language.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to
yeah.
babble, but you don't want to learn the language of how to use it properly.
Right, exactly.
Like, I love when people say, oh, I know English. Do you really?
English?
Yeah, do you really know? Like, oh, I know how to speak properly. Do you really?
Right,
to me,
exactly.
Speaking properly is getting your point across without you actually having to, like, be all loud, or just sound sarcastic,
right. or using profanity.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, somebody come up, you know what the fuck I'm saying? Wait a minute, whoa! Why you got a curse? Like, I didn't.
Right, you don't have to. You can say other things. Exactly.
You know, like I said, me personally, when it comes down to certain things, especially social media, I'm not following my partner like that. I'm not doing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, we together, we together. I'm securing my situation, and that's that. A lot
right,
of people
exactly,
need to stop
absolutely.
Rocking with these people who are insecure.
Yep, and
you
that's
know.
What it is. It's your, you know, that's their insecurity. I'm not with them. I'm not following. I'm not watching nothing. I don't care what kind of, you know, relation it is. I'm not doing all that. I'm not going to be following you, looking, and this, that. You know, it is what it is. You know, if I happen to see you up there, I happen to see you up there. You know, I'm not going to be losing my mind. But, you know, a lot of people think that that's what it's about these days. But like I said, you gotta blame that a lot of on society, a lot of these TV shows and that Love and Hip Hop mess and all that craziness. So it is what it is with that.
No doubt. So yo, we're gonna wrap it up. Wrap it up for this week. You know, hope everyone enjoyed the episode. You know, thanks Brother Biggs for calling in. And
man.
I like the vibe of this. This is nice vibe, man. Definitely nice vibe on the convo. Could always appreciate
definitely.
That. You know.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so Red, you know, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Brother B.
Yeah, I'm trying.
No
man.
Doubt.
Like, I need a break. I'm about to take a little fellas trip. I've been wanting to see this
good.
That aquarium in ATL, man. I've been wanting to see
that.
That's like on my bucket list. So I just want to go there and zone out.
Definitely enjoy. Definitely enjoy. Enjoy it. And take lots of pictures and send them to me.
Oh, no doubt. I want to go there and feel like I'm in a fish tank. I want to feel like I'm in a fish tank. I need that. You know, everybody has their zen and, like, fish tanks and stuff like that. That's my zen right there. Just when they hear the water and just going out. So that's what I'm going to do.
Facts.
We'll be back next Sunday. You know, thank you, everyone, for listening once again. Happy Father's Day to the real men
putting in the work. Happy Father's Day, everyone.
And, you know, it doesn't take anything from the women that's putting in work every day, you know. So, you know, it don't stop. But today is just that one day where the dudes just got to get a little bit of recognition. You know, just a little. Tomorrow will be back to normal. I'll be back to normal tomorrow. Be back to, all right, we don't see what you do anymore.
You don't see what you do anymore.
So, all right, y'all. There's another one in the can. Big shout all out to Absolute Truth Crew. Hopefully we catch you tomorrow night. On Blog Talk Radio. With that being said, another one in the can. The Menu, Big Red, Brother B, we out.
Peace.
Peace out. Later. Later.
Later.